I have been frustrated over the last week or so because I think the Joe Biden story here about it's not a Hunter Biden story. Don't let people lie to you and tell you this is about a crackhead, Hunter Biden. I'm sorry that Hunter Biden is a crackhead. I'm sorry that he is the son of the vice president. But what I can't accept, because a lot of us have friends and family who might have been involved in drugs at one time, and that's embarrassing and unfortunate, and it does damage. But what I can accept is when people who are in positions of responsibility don't segregate their responsibilities immediately from the people in their families or around them who would bring them down and do harm to the organization and potentially do harm to the country. And if they exploit that person and use that person for their own benefit, especially to make money, well, that's a real problem, I think. Don Mazzella is the COO of Information Strategies. He's been around politics for a long time. Don, I appreciate you coming back on the air with us. If this were just a regularly reported national story, we would understand this story better because they would, boil it down to talking points that everybody could understand. Can you do that so that everybody's on the same page here? What's happened?
What's happened is the media has massively resigned its responsibilities to truly understand the story. In last Friday's Wall Street Journal, Strasser wrote a column, which was a masterful column explaining this whole story better than anything I've seen or heard. But the important thing was no. The national media, from the New York Times downward, have never followed up on this story. They're trying to elect a Joe Biden president, and decided that if they ignored it, it'll go away.
And they're
And
getting
they're
away
probably
with it in
right.
large part.
Yes, but it's unfortunate. If the name had been Trump on that laptop, you could rest assured there'd be 2,000 stories about it, including what were the extraneous search patterns on it. By the way, an interesting thing that some a narcotics policeman told me, which is, I bet you can find an awful lot of places to buy drugs on that laptop if we look hard enough. But the point being, the media has simply ignored this story, and not asked Joe Biden a simple question: is it true? And Biden has never said no. They've never asked him the question: is it your son's laptop? If you didn't know about it, what are you going to do about it now? He has a responsibility. Yes, to his son, we always do. Family comes first. But here he's going for the top spot in the country. And I always quote Harry Truman's great line. He always thought the president was a servant of the people. And when he left the White House, he thought he got promoted. And the point being that for president, here I go again, assuming something, for presidential candidate Biden to not address these issues is a disservice, and for the media not to press him on it is even worse.
Yeah,
It
I've
means
got to
we've
believe the
abdicated
average
our responsibility.
person would, objectively, Republican or Democrat, would have to agree that if this were an allegation against Donald Trump, even without an actual laptop to go through,
Oh.
they would be all over the story, and there would be a great deal of commentary about the veracity of it or not. And in this case, we have a laptop, which one would think the journalists would want to investigate and find out whether it's true or not. I mean, I want to be fair on this show. I'm not voting Democrat. I'm just not. So it doesn't matter to me what happens. I'm not voting for them anyway. But I do want to be fair, and I am aware that people make things up, especially at the end of campaigns. But there doesn't seem to be a desire in the press to get to the bottom of it, and I think we have an obligation to the public to get to the bottom of it and honestly assess what's happened here. And the more I read about it from people who also, I think, are Republicans but wouldn't lie directly to everybody's face, they're concluding, hey, there's a lot here that is very troubling, and this guy really may have been breaking the law, enriching himself off the backs of the of his office. I mean, it's everything that everyone says they hate about American politicians, and yet when it's right in front of their face, they act like it's not a big deal. I got a problem with that.
You and a lot of other people, whether they're Republican or Democratic at this point, certainly as a journalist, I feel very strongly that we have simply not pursued this story to the extent, even a modicum of what should have been done. Mm-hmm. The New York Times prides itself on following up on things, hasn't not mentioned this story in 5 days. So, and only the time that it did is to debunk the story without any real reason for it.
Yeah. But and I can tell you personally, having worked in the Senate, if the New York Times wants to go after somebody, they will run story after story after story tangentially to make sure that it gets public attention. This is political, and we've got to call it out for that. Hey, Don Mazzella, I want to ask you before you go, because I'm trying to ask all my political people what their prediction is for next Tuesday. You think, you know, some people are telling me, John, don't worry, it's a blowout for Donald Trump. It's going to be like the Reagan landslide in the second term. I don't feel that confident. I think Trump might pull it out, but what do you think?
Well, I agree with you. I think he will pull it off. Up until about a week ago, I would think that the silent majority might just roll up a big victory. I don't think that now. But I will tell you one thing. Talking to a pollster yesterday who doubts her own poll, I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think. It's going to be a nail biter, and I don't think it's going to be called on election night.
Yeah. You think it gets stolen in the days and weeks following November 3rd? I hate to
what
even
I do
mention
know
that.
Is no matter who wins, the other side will say it was stolen.
Yeah,
that's gosh, all I can predict. Given the number of people that have gone to vote before this, because they're frightened of what's going to happen at the polls, I think President Trump is going to pull it out. But if he does, you can rest assured that cry will go up, stolen. And if he loses, I think a lot of people will feel that it was a stolen election.
It's a pretty bad thing when you're worried about the end result of the election before it even happens. And with one side, I don't see, you know, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see any indication the conservatives are going to go burn down the houses of Democrats. I am worried about Democrats burning down the houses of or the neighborhoods of conservatives. I'm actually very worried about that. And after this summer, I don't think that's crazy to say. So that's a bad spot to be in.
Yeah. If I were betting who would do it, you're absolutely right. They will. Because look at what's happening in Philadelphia today.
Yeah.
Or last night. So yeah. If you ask me, they're just looking for excuses to go and pillage.
Yeah.
And that to me is what's worrisome about what's going on in America today.
Donald Mazzella is the COO of Information Strategies. I always appreciate a chance to talk to you, Don. Thank you very much.
Same here. Have a great day.
You too.
And vote.
Yeah, and vote.